Drip by Drip. Written by Stephen Edwards. Narrated by Samuel Edwards. St. Lucia is a Caribbean island full of beauty and mystique. On its surface lies a mountain range known as the Piton. But things are not always what they seem. The Piton was once a large rock, a rock called Peter. Peter was a large, majestic rock, and he sat in St. Lucia for many years. Peter was proud and boastful, as he would often boast, "I am unbreakable." Peter made fun of all the natural disasters, challenging them to do their worst to try and break him. This was a challenge all the natural disasters accepted. After all, they had a reputation to keep up. What is a disaster that can't break things? They were all eager to see Peter break. First was Harry the Hurricane. Peter laughed at Harry and told him his winds were nothing more than a gentle breeze to keep him cool. Harry blew his winds up to 200 miles per hour, the fastest of any recorded hurricane. But Peter did not move. He just stood laughing in the winds, saying, "I am unbreakable." This angered Harry even more. So not willing to accept defeat, he rose floodwaters, carrying away cars, boats, and even buildings. Everything moved under the flood, but not Peter. Peter never moved an inch. He mocked Harry and said, "Thank you for the bath. It was much needed." Harry could no longer take it. He gave in, and he too had to admit that Peter was unbreakable. Then came the brothers, Tommy Thunder and Larry Lightning. These two always worked together. When Peter was asked if he objected, Peter laughed and said, "Let them both try. I am unbreakable." So, thunder rose to the air, and the sky became very still. And then the lightning formed from all points of the sky and came flying into Peter with a loud, high-pitched buzz, like a billion bees all buzzing at once, and hit Peter just in the center of his body. And before the electricity could run all over the rock, thunder followed with a great crack-a-toom. The noise was so loud, it bounced into the sea, rising the sea levels. All the forces of nature looked on because they knew for sure Peter was at least chipped. To their utter shock and dismay, all they heard was Peter's loud, robust laugh. "Ha ha ha! I am unbreakable." Thunder and lightning tried and tried again, each time more intense than the other, but eventually they had to give up and said he was unbreakable. Then came Veronica the Volcano. She was known to be violent, explosive, and full of hot, boiling lava. No one came near her, and Peter teased her and said she had the hots for him. She got so mad, she started to tremble, and then she yelled with a loud growl. Hot ash was spewing all over. Peter said to her, "Say it, don't spray it." Well, with that comment, she erupted, throwing hot, steaming lava all over the place. It covered Peter and all the other disasters, looked on seeing that he had melted for sure. But the lava went on to Peter, and as the lava cooled, to everyone's utter amazement, it made Peter bigger and stronger. Veronica had let out everything she had, and when she saw it only made him stronger, she had to admit, "Peter, you are unbreakable." Last but not least was Earl the Earthquake. Earl clumsily stumbled into the competition and shook the very ground Peter sat on. Earl shook everything on the ground. Not a building stood still. It was not his intention, but he also caused tsunamis and tidal waves. All of them tried to at least move Peter, even if they could not break him. But Veronica's lava made Peter stick to the ground stronger than glue. It was as though he was part of the earth himself. Earl tried and tried again, but nothing could budge or break Peter. Earl stuttered, "Peter, you are unbreakable." All the other natural disasters agreed that Peter was unbreakable, and they were about to name the land after him. He was to be crowned the mightiest in all of nature. The ceremony was grand, and Peter was there in his usual boastful manner and laughing at all the natural disasters. In the midst of all the laughter and all the celebrations, a small, high-pitched voice was heard saying, excuse me, I didn't get to try." Everyone turned around to hear where the voice was coming from. They saw no one, and again the noise was heard. Excuse me, I didn't get to try." Peter, fed up with the annoying noise, shouted out, "Who said that?" The small voice replied, "I did." Peter looked down to see a small drip of water, and he then laughed, and all the other natural disasters started laughing as well. They ridiculed the drip of water and said, "We are the mightiest of disasters, and we could not move him, furthermore break him. What chance does a drip of water have?" The laughter erupted as they all laughed at once. There was a loud noise like never before heard on the earth. Then Peter said, "Little one, I admire your fighting spirit, but if the great floods could not move me, what chance do you have?" She rebutted, "Well, if that's the case, then you have nothing to lose." "Except my precious time," said Peter. "You are a rock. You have no place to go and nothing to do but just sit here and boast of being unbreakable," replied the drip. "Why, you little drip, I'll make you quit in the first hour," he said angrily. "No one will even know you ever existed." The little drip was pleased and responded, "Well, it's a challenge then. Rest up, because your challenge starts at midnight." At the stroke of midnight, the drip was ready, and so was Peter the Rock. No one even bothered to learn the little drip's name. They thought her to be insignificant. At midnight, the drip went to the top of the ledge and dived on Peter the Rock. He did not feel a thing, but the drip went into a little crevice and stayed there all morning. The temperature at that height caused her to freeze in the crevice, and she expanded just a little bit, pushing away the little pieces of rock that was near. When the sun came, she thawed out and waited again until midnight to fall in the same crevice where she froze and thawed night after night. By the end of the month, Peter started to get really annoyed, saying that the drip just kept doing the same thing over and over. She should not be allowed to continue. But the rules were clear. Once the drip did not give up, she had to be allowed to continue. The little drip never gave up. She kept dropping drip by drip, drip by drip. This went on for months, and the months turned into years, and the years turned into decades, till everyone forgot about the drip. But what no one could see was that when the drip expanded to make ice, it made room for her to go deeper into tiny cracks. She would go deeper into the cracks, expand, and create just a little more space. She was consistent with her persistence and persistent with her consistence. 50 years had passed, and the little drip finally came out and said, "I'm finished." The rock laughed and said, "Well, finally, it took you long enough." And he shouted at the top of his voice, 50 long years. You tried, and I am still on brick." And before he could finish, there was a loud, violent crash. And then Peter, the unbreakable rock, was split in two, one piece larger than the next. As time progressed, with the French influence in the country, they became known as Pitons. The end. The moral of the story: the smallest person can make the biggest difference. The secret to success is consistent persistence and persistent consistency.